There goes the full-time whistle. It was the 18, Ryan Mulholland, who got the goal, but it was a bit too late for the Derry side. Brendan Devaney, in the end, a two-point win for Donegal. 118 to 116 was how this game finished tonight. And I suppose, in fairness, Brendan, looking at a really, really solid second-half performance by Donegal, and in particular, the first 20 minutes of that second half.
Yeah, they took complete control of the game, actually. And I think, you know, the subs coming on, plus the tactical change of Donegal, the way their shape was defensively, and how solid they were at midfield, and say, having the experience of Hugh McFadden coming on, he was man of the match the last day, and say, we found our road in Ryan McHugh, just added that wee bit of extra surety to the play. But also, with all the players that come on, Ashton contributed, they look sharp. No more than when Derry came back to two, Ashton, there was a great bit of possession play by Donegal, holding the ball, running down the clock, waiting for the right move, and it was young Muldoon who took the ball, went through a couple of Derry players and you know, showing experience beyond his years to fist that ball over the bar, and that kind of took the life out of Derry. But they did threaten a couple of goals after that, and those last couple of insurance points, which he thought weren't important, ended up being important, because Derry did get their goal late on, but at that point Donegal already with that 5-point lead built up. So it just shows you, when you're in control, you still got to punish, because there's always the threat of the sucker punch goal.
Yeah, 10 different scores for Donegal tonight, Brendan, which says a lot this pre-season. Donegal are heading towards the league. Now, if we look back at the league last year, Donegal had a very impressive spread tally of scores as well, and it seems to be that they're continuing that in that form in the early part of this year.
Yeah, there's so many players in there, imagine you would call kind of they're players can play anywhere. They're half forward type players, are good defensively. When they break forward, they're dangerous all over the park. So everybody had a good run out tonight, which is what you want, you know. Hopefully no injuries or niggles in there. Everybody looked like they were really getting ready for another big season in the top flight, Ashton. And the new young players that came in, I thought, no more that I mentioned there, Muldoon with his couple of scores, you know, McCall coming in, all playing well, adding there to Donegal's attack towards the end of that match. So I think, along with that, you know, brilliant performance from Mogan, Darrow Boyle looked so sharp in there, Ashton. Of course, the second year of these new rules, just seeing what went well for us last year, particularly after the final, you know, Donegal get rid of that hangover, get into the new season and let these new players come and sparkle. So it's about the defensive shape, midfield strength, which was shown tonight with Flanagan, with McGee, you know, with Keelan McGonigal and with Hugh McFadden coming on. So we have loads of options at midfield, Ashton, and listen, I think we have up there with the best forwards in Ireland at once we get up past the opposition's 45.
Yeah, so Donegal are going to have another game as they go to the final of the Dr. McKenna Cup, and we're just confirming who Donegal will be playing in that decider this coming Saturday at 5 o'clock. It's going to be Monaghan, so we'll wait to get a confirmation of where that venue will be, but Monaghan 2-point winners today against Tyrone, 115 to 210 is how it finished. But listen, this extra game, it's going to be a good test for both sides, but it's also going to be good prep for what's going to come for both sides 7 days later in the league.
Yeah, I think probably this game is more important for Derry tonight, Ashton, particularly winless from last year, new management, and they probably really wanted to take a victory against a big side going into Division 2 and get as many victories as they can to get their confidence back. But I think particularly at half time, Jim McGuinness wasn't happy with what he'd seen, and I think he changed it up and definitely put that bit more spirit into Donegal. You could see in the second half, Donegal wanted to desperately win that match, and you know, whether we need the game or not going into Monaghan, I think particularly with Monaghan after a semi-final victory over them, it'll be a game again to try out the full squad just to get ready for Dublin. I think tonight was one of them months where we didn't really want to lose to a local rival, and I think when Jim went after the game in the second half, Donegal showed that they're currently a better side than Derry. Now Monaghan will be another challenge coming down the track.
It's not the be all and end all for Derry. Kieran Minnis' side losing out in the semi-final stage of the Dr. McKenna Cup. A number of the players just doing their warm down now. They're going to have a weekend break before they start their league campaign on Saturday week against Meath, a game which is at Croke Park. But Donegal, of course, do have another fixture, that final to come this coming Saturday against Monaghan. Interesting note from this game, there's 26 players were listed in the programme for Donegal today. Jim McGuinness played 25 of those in this game. A game which has seen them run out winners by 2 points. It has finished 118 to 116. My thanks to Brendan Devaney and indeed to Brendan Kilcoyne for helping us out tonight as well. We have a Dr. McKenna Cup final to look forward to, and we'll we'll have a reaction from the victorious Donegal camp for you very soon, which will be available online at highlandradio.com. From us here at Celtic Park, have a very good evening.